SUNY Plattsburgh's Center for the Study of Canada is a national resource center on Canada. It has maintained a long-term relationship with Fulbright Canada. Dr. Michael Hawes is the Chief Executive Officer of the Foundation for Educational Exchange between Canada and the U.S. and the Executive Director of Fulbright Canada. He was in Plattsburgh this week and talked about the relationship between the two countries and the importance of the local Canadian Studies program.
There is a major center for the study of Canada here, a major center for the study of Quebec here, and we have a group of individuals, Dr. Kirky and Dr. Etling and others on campus, who profoundly believe that the North Country's economic and social future is inextricably linked with Canada.
We're linked, but when you take a look at what's going on in Washington, are there threats to that linkage?
Of course. There are threats every day to all of our relationships, and we have two choices. We can succumb to those threats, or we can find those challenges, work with them, and move forward.
How?
The two countries have different, we're at a different moment in our history, ideologically, politically, perhaps socially. The challenge is to embrace the fact that change is occurring. Every new administration in Washington comes with her own agenda. Our challenge is to find our common purposes. It's going to be a little more difficult, perhaps, than the last time out, because there was an easier path to that, but it is what it is. We need to find a way forward.
How do the Fulbright Scholars help do that?
So Fulbright Scholars, our principal role in the world is help to encourage, develop, and sustain mutual understanding. Our scholars are doing their own research, focusing on big and important issues, but at the same time, they're building relationships. They're developing mutual understanding. They're reminding Americans, the Canadians coming here, and Americans coming to Canada, that we share a lot of common values. There are challenges in the relationship, but to be honest, that represents a very small portion of the relationship. We need to focus on where we can come together, where we share values, where we share priorities. The hard question for me is, how do we avoid short-term conflict? How do we avoid dealing with the challenges? So, for instance, my government is particularly focused on science and climate change and issues relating to migration. These are not items that the current U.S. administration campaigned on, and we're going to find some differences there. And I think we have to learn to respect each other's views, even though that might be difficult. My government, as far as I understand it, welcomes immigration. We are a country that is very much focused on welcoming new Canadians, understanding that they come from a different place. Right now in America, there's some concern that there are challenges to the American way of life and challenges to American jobs. And those fears are real. We shouldn't dismiss them. But there's a lot of differences there. Some of the key issues are going to be energy, trade, economic development. Those are the issues that both governments think are important. And the question is, can we align those priorities? So I think on energy, probably. The Trump administration seems sympathetic to an increase in pipelines and a more open border with respect to the movement of energy goods and indeed services. I think the other ones are going to be a little more challenging. We're going to see a situation where the U.S. government is going to be looking at existing trade agreements. Those agreements have been very good to both countries, but they're dated. You know, NAFTA is more than 25 years old, so it's time to think about how we update that and bring it up to speed. And, you know, honestly, there's going to be a different set of expectations on each side of the border. I think both of us need to invest some time in understanding our partners' goals, desires, priorities, challenges, political realities. Mr. Trudeau is in charge of a country that has a particular historical reality. Mr. Trump is responsible for a country where they've found some challenges recently and where he's given voice to some of those concerns. understandable. My goal as an educator and as a promoter of mutual understanding is for both of us to maybe do a little more homework, maybe do a little more work, and try to understand what's happening in the other place.
During his visit, Dr. Michael Hawes renewed an agreement with the college for 3 years that brings distinguished Canadians on short-term visits to SUNY Plattsburgh. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.